I can see your nipples.
Up next on American Restoration.
Sammy Hagar invited us over to one of his rum parties to figure out some kind of a problem.
You got a lot of people here all wanting rum. Huh?
It's a good problem, but it's a serious problem. And I've always thought if I had some way to get the liquor quicker.
I want to make this happen to where he doesn't have to worry about getting the liquor quicker ever again. I'm gonna make it come out fast.
What are we gonna call this thing?
I'm gonna go Rummerator. I wanna do it the Rummerator.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions, his works in progress, the things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours. American Restoration.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, babe, me too. Ready?
What do you mean no, you can't go like that.
I'm going to work, right? I got a call from Sammy Hagar, the Red Rocker, about a potential project that he wants to talk about. So Kelly and I are getting ready for the event that he's throwing at a nightclub so that we can go over the details. The only problem is, I don't get out much.
Look at me and look at you.
I'm casual.
Do I look casual?
No, you don't. Okay. I like to be comfortable and Kelly likes to play dress up. But it's really hard to argue the point when her dress is showing off that much real estate.
So let's match. Go change your shirt.
Yeah, I don't even know if I have a shirt.
You have a shirt. Go look in your office.
All right.
All right?
I can see your nipples.
I am really excited to meet Sammy. He had a huge career as a solo artist before blasting out platinum albums as the lead singer for Van Halen. He started his own tequila line that's gotten really popular. And he wants to talk to me about his new rum brand that he's promoting tonight in Vegas.
Hey. You made it, dude. Out of sight. I'm so glad.
Hey, how are you?
My wife, Kari.
This is my wife, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. How you doing? I'm so glad you guys made it. You see, I have a serious problem.
Yeah, you do. You got a lot of people here all wanting rum. Huh?
It's a good problem, but it's a serious problem. And I've always thought about if I had some way to get the liquor quicker. I mean, this place opened an hour ago or something, right? There was like a line at the bar, and probably half the people haven't even had a drink yet.
Oh, because wow. You can't get it out fast enough. You want to be able to dispense this stuff really, really fast.
Nothing sucks worse when you go to a bar and you end up standing around waiting for the bartender to take your order. So Sammy needs something cool that will speed up the pouring process so more people can try out the drink.
The way it looks is really important to me because I was thinking, I like retro, you know, like
yeah.
I like your style.
Yeah. But you got this beach thing going on.
Make it look like what it tastes like. It's
right.
Hawaii, it's the beach.
Right.
So I want, if someone just saw this device and they went, oh, that must be for Sammy's rum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you can nail it like that.
You got time tomorrow? Maybe come by the shop?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a late sleeper. You're not in the morning.
No.
I'm like 11, 12.
Yeah, that's fine. Perfect, okay? Come by the shop. Tonight, I'll think about it, and we'll look through the boneyard. We got this place.
Yeah, dig around?
Yeah. We'll look for something.
I would love to do that. I'm gonna go pour some rum, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
You guys have fun.
Right?
See you later. Woo! My head is clicking with different ideas nonstop after he said this. I want to make this happen to where he doesn't have to worry about getting the liquor quicker ever again. Let's get started on this.
Yo, Rick. That clock's ready. You want to come take a look at it? Get it shipped out?
Yeah, I'll be right there. Give me a minute. I'm really excited to get going on the ideas for Sammy's rum project, but I can't lose sight on the other projects we got going on here at the shop. And that means inspecting each item before it gets shipped out for delivery.
How's that thing come out, Kyle?
Looks really good, Rick.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's a phenomenal paint job. That looks awesome.
Back in the 30s, Croft was one of the most popular beers in the country. They fell on tough times when they purchased a new paint to line their aging tanks. Residue from the paint worked its way into the beer, and that led many of its faithful drinkers to say goodbye to the brand.
And all these beer signs, they're big collectibles, you know, and clocks and neon, all that stuff. They were very well built.
I like it. It's a cool piece.
It's very cool. The face on it was actually not too bad. It's just nitty clean. It had a lot of smoke in it, stuff like that from through the years, right?
Right.
We just cleaned up.
Clean that original glass and original stainless trim.
Right, and the trim looks really, really good. And then what Ted did was he put this antique gold in here, and then he pinstriped around it, and then he cleared over it. So, yeah, that's what gives it that 3D. It almost looks like it's raised letters.
Right.
Looks fantastic.
I'll get it wrapped up for safety. Thanks, Rick.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. George.
Good to meet you, George.
Hey, I brought you something from the Great Depression.
From the Great Depression?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is it heavy?
Oh, yeah. I'm coming into Rick's Restorations today to see if he can restore my antique slot machine from the 30s. I bought it at an antique store over in southern Utah.
Right.
From what I've been able to find out, it was made by Mills Novelty Company over in Chicago.
Mills started like in the late 1800s, and this is probably late 30s, probably 37. But this machine only came out a couple years. They only built it 2 years because of that thing right there.
Oh.
Because this thing broke down more than it played. This is one cool slot machine. Not only is it a Mills, but it's one of the only slots that had a bonus feature. When you spelled out the word bonus, you'd actually get an extra jackpot. Without it making money, it's no good to nobody. So most of them are all gone. They took them out in like 38, 39, and from then until the 50s, they were gone. They weren't in there. And this being a machine with that unit still in it makes this really, really rare.
It's good.
So you think it all works? Did you try this thing?
Well, that's a little bit of a problem. Well, unfortunately, when a guy and I were lifting it off the counter, we got our signals mixed up and dropped it. So it jiggled some stuff loose because when I got it home, it wasn't working. But it did work up about 5 minutes before I bought it. So I guess the big question is here, Rick, what's this gonna run?
Yeah, well, you're looking at about $3,800 to do the whole unit, inside and out.
There's that old adage, you get what you pay for, and I think I'd like to leave my horse with you.
All right, awesome. I can't wait to do it. Let's go in the office, and I'll introduce you to Kelly. She'll take some of your money.
Okay. It's going to cost a lot of money to fix this slot machine, but I'm really looking forward to see how this thing turns out.
Last night, I met up with rock legend Sammy Hagar. He's launched a new line of rum, and he wants me to help create a cool dispenser to help promote it. This project is a huge opportunity for me, but it's definitely gonna be a challenge. First, I have to sell Sammy on a concept, then I have to build it out of something in the boneyard.
Rick!
You made it! I hope that he's into one of my ideas, because if he's not, this whole thing could fall apart. I got some ideas. You know, they make pumps like this, and then the top of it's glass, and it goes way up in the air, and I do those into beer things and stuff like that. You know, put the door on, refrigerate it.
Man, if you'd start putting a beautiful, tasty beverage in the gasoline pump,
it's gonna scare people.
You know, I'm gonna be saying it. Your mind's gonna go, tastes like gasoline.
All right, fair enough. I got a couple more options over here.
This rum is made in Hawaii and Maui only. I wanted to represent that a little bit as the lifestyle and the image of the rum.
Okay, how about this? We can customize a refrigerator to where it pumps cold rum right out the front door. The thing about its cool refrigerators, you have a blank canvas. On the hard end of it, I can just go ahead and I can do all kinds of stuff on this. So when you walk up to this thing, it basically says nothing but Sammy's rum is the bomb, and that's all I'm gonna drink.
I'm digging this. I think this makes your job easier, and it kills two birds with one stone. It's already a cooler.
You know, it's an alcohol, and it's not carbonated. So it doesn't just come out of a spout. You have to make it come out of a spout.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have to push it.
Gravity, but gravity's slow, yeah.
Gravity's just like you pour it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make it faster. I'm gonna make it come out fast.
Poof.
Yeah.
A pow. We got a pow. It's coming.
Right.
What are we gonna call this thing?
I don't know. You got rum, you got refrigerator. What do you think? You think what I'm thinking? Refrigerator?
You're gonna start rapping on me
now.
I'm
gonna do a rumerator. I'm gonna do it the rumerator. I just think, don't you think that's just the
Come on, Rick.
The rumerator.
A rumerator.
The word alone.
Look.
It's going.
Oh, here come the goosebumps. Yeah, a rumerator. I love it. In my business, Rick, when you get the goosebumps from a song, like you'll write a song
and you play
it back, when everybody in the room goes like this, it's done.
Done.
Walk away, release it.
You know it's
That's
it.
That's the truth. There you go. That just happened.
Right on.
Woo!
Right on.
Can't get any better than that.
No. I'm super stoked. As soon as the word rumerator came out, bam, that was it. I knew it. I could feel it right then and there.
We hit it right on the head.
The way I see it and the way he's explained it, go. I'm sold.
My dad is up to his eyeballs working on Sammy's Rum Raider, so I'm gonna go to our slot machine expert and see how the Horsehead Mech is coming along. Mike.
Hey, Tyler.
How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good.
Look what we got.
Is this what I'm here for?
That's it.
That is nice.
Every piece came apart.
Really? The whole thing?
The whole thing. There wasn't a piece that didn't come apart. When I got this mech, it was in pretty rough shape. I mean, it hadn't been serviced in years. It was all greasy and grimy, and some of the parts were worn off. I had to put a few pieces in there, but nothing major. Do you know how to play it when it's out of the mech like that?
My dad did it once with a screwdriver, but I don't remember.
Well, here, we graduated.
What are we onto now? Is that like a handle?
Exactly. We're gonna hold that back. You're gonna see?
It seems like he's got the basic mechanism working, but my dad told me that this actually has a rare bonus payout, which makes it a little more complicated. So before I take this thing back, I have to make sure it's been put to the test.
All right, look at the bonus letters now.
Yeah, what is the deal with that?
I'll show you.
Nice.
Slammed it right up. Here's a U. So there's the S. Winner,
so we won the bonus, and that went away. Gotcha, so it reset.
There's your...
Wow, that's a payout.
18 coins for the bonus.
It looks awesome, Mike.
Yep.
My dad's gonna love it, the customer's gonna love it, and teach me a bunch.
No problem.
All righty, so let's get this thing to the car. Is there a way I should carry this?
Yeah.
Do I grab the Johnson?
Yeah. You got it?
Yeah.
Now you're gonna get grease all over your shirt.
Mike, it's okay.
All right.
Earlier, rock legend Sammy Hagar came by the shop and wants us to build a custom rum dispenser. He gave me total creative control, so I have to find a refrigerator in the boneyard that's gonna do the job.
My thing is on the refrigerators, a lot of them have got everything in them, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't need any of that stuff because I'm just gonna rip it out.
It's a little ironic because I'm always riding Ron to pick refrigerators that are totally complete. But in this case, I only need a shell.
This is too sexy, right?
Yeah.
Tyler, I think this one right here.
What?
This one. Just picture this, okay? So the whole box is there.
Okay.
We got a good look about it, right? I mean, we're gonna do this all up in paint job, so who cares? We got the main part of the handle, so we could do this into, you know what'd look cool is doing these things, these tap heads. We can even build into this the rumerator, right? In that little embossed area.
Yeah.
Okay? And the inside's perfect. It's perfect.
Wow, that is good.
We'll do this, reseal it and everything, do the insides up. The only other problem is this thing has to be done like ASAP, fast. I mean, he has a big party coming up, and he wants to have this at, you know? So we've only got a couple weeks to get it done, and it's probably the most recognized person I've ever done anything for. When this thing goes to that party, I want him to go, hey, I want 7 more of those, okay? This is a big deal, right? Got a handle?
I got it. 7 more.
While the guys are tearing down the fridge, I'm sitting down with Dave because we gotta figure out how to design this thing.
We got this project coming up. It's a refrigerator, right?
Right.
And we're gonna call it the Rumerator, but it's for Sammy Hagar and it's gonna hold rum.
The Red Rocker?
Yeah, the Red Rocker,
right.
You know, it's gotta do a lot of things. It's gotta dispense rum only in the front. I'm gonna change it up to where it's basically when he hits it, the rum comes out ice cold out of the taps. So in order to do that, it has to have a nitrogen cartridge on the back and a container that holds the rum, so it pushes it in there real fast. Wow.
The two tanks will hold lots of rum and give it plenty of power to keep those taps flowing fast and frosty.
Then what I'd like to do is make cylinders, make bands, make something, but I want it looking pretty cool, okay?
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll get started on this right now.
Every bar needs a rumerator.
Every shop needs a rumerator.
All right.
Woo, Rumerator!
Hey, babe.
Hey.
George is here.
Hey, George.
I'm here to pick up my slot machine.
It came out pretty nice.
Great.
Looks like a horse now. So you want to see it?
You excited? Bet.
All right, okay.
You bet.
It's over here. Come on over here.
When I dropped my slot machine off, it was in kind of rough shape. It didn't work, so I'm really excited to see what he did with it.
All right, it's right under here. If you remember, it wasn't so good looking when you brought it in. It wasn't pretty. You got that in your head?
You bet.
Here we go. Boom.
Oh, man. That is gorgeous. That's right off the showroom floor, pretty much. Right. Nice. Rick did an excellent job of getting just the exact color scheme, and I'm just really thrilled with it. It's way better than I had hoped.
You got it right down to the decals, I'm telling you. You were able to do it exactly the way it originally was.
Right, right, the original colors. Everything on it is totally original. Even the rivets on the side are original, just been replated. On the paint end of it, we sandblasted it all off. We went and painted everything that was painted, you know, highlighted over the top.
Oh, yeah.
You see the wood's all been redone?
Absolutely.
This is all split. So we went and we fixed all the wood. We sanded all this out.
It's beautiful, beautiful wood, you know.
That is beautiful.
And then on the inside.
Wow, you cleaned all of that up.
Yeah, which this is actually, this portion of the mechanism is done by my friend Mike, and he went all through this. All the mechanism's been sandblasted, all cleaned off. Mike went and put brand new reel strips on here, and it's really nice.
Oh, that's great. Okay? I couldn't ask for a better job than he did. Right after I bought it, you probably remember I dropped it.
Right,
so
right.
My concern is, does it work?
Work again? Well, now's your time to try it out. Here's a few dimes, this is all I got. Go ahead, give it a shot.
I was looking for. I was really excited to see that the machine worked the way it was when it just came off the showroom. I got a lot of friends back in Mesquite that are ready to play this thing.
So you're gonna put it in your place? And
right in the office. I've got a stand for it. It's
right
perfect.
On. Right on. Thank you very much for bringing it.
Thank you.
And come on in the office and we'll take care of the rest of the paperwork and I'll help you load that so we make sure we don't drop it again.
Right, I'm gonna be a lot more careful.
Okay.
What household item can be used to remove rust stains from metal? A, cider vinegar, B, lemon juice, C, tea, or D, all the above? What household item can be used to remove rust stains from metal? A, cider vinegar, B, lemon juice, C, tea, or D, all the above? And the correct answer, D, all the above. But my favorite is cider vinegar. It seems to work a lot faster. You're gonna wait about 30 minutes or so, and this is what it's gonna look like. It's totally clean and no more surface rust.
All right, guys, keep going. There you go. Ready? Go!
The guys have been working really hard on this Rumorator that we custom built for Sammy Hagar, and they turned it around in record time.
Okay, you ready? All right, let's get this road trip done.
And now it's time to get it over to the grand opening of one of Sammy's new bars in California.
All right, Rick, you know what Sammy said, can't drive 55.
I don't even know how to drive 55, so we're good.
Sammy's the biggest celebrity that I've ever done anything for, so I can't even tell you how nervous I am right now. I mean, it's not every day that I get to create a custom machine for my all-time favorite musician.
Where's Rick?
Nate!
Where's Rick? Where's my damn... where's my damn Rumorator? Where is it? I want to see this mother... I'm ready.
Ready, Sid?
When I first came to Rick, is what I wanted him to do was build me some kind of a contraption that will help serve this liquor out of this bottle quicker.
This is Brett Lee, my stepson.
Nice to meet you, man.
Do
you work on this?
Oh, yeah.
Am I gonna like it, Brett? I'm nervous. I'm nervous, too.
Whew.
Well, I see we got a little neon going. It kind of goes with the whole vibe here, right? You know, it's got a nice outfit on. Who's gonna do this?
He's gonna come over there.
Yeah.
Bradley's gonna come over.
And I should stand back.
Yeah, a little bit.
Woo! Oh, man, this is exciting. Come on, give it to me. Give it to me.
Okay, here we go, Bradley.
One, two, three.
Oh, whoa! Come on, look at this thing. Tiki's. Oh, man. No. Oh, Rick, you nailed this thing to the ground. Oh.
Check it out.
Wow.
Check the whole thing out.
Look at the tiki's. Oh, this thing is gorgeous. Wow. I need a dozen now. Okay.
That's a good sign.
Look at this.
Okay, so it's just basically.
Drinks, anyone? When I first saw the Rumorator,
I mean, it's like almost embarrassing. It was so good. It was like, I didn't know what to say. It's so over the top, so exceeds my expectations.
We took the refrigerator, and then we just sort of started morphing it.
This
is a surfboard. This is where you set the glasses right here. We went and did all the artwork on it, did the beach bar rum, but we painted everything. And
the finish is as nice as my Ferraris.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Can we open it?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You just push this.
Oh, man, one-handed. Look at it. Oh, man, that is gorgeous. Look at this. Wait a minute. My wife will be using this more than me. That's cool. Oh, look at, man, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
It actually has nitrogen in the back.
Okay. Whoa. Oh, no. Man, this thing, so I can drive it as well. Right?
That's right.
I got to try this thing out. I mean, Danielle.
This thing was built for two reasons. One, to make him feel it. You know, as you're looking at it, you want to see the rum, feel the rum, taste the rum. And two was to get the liquor quicker. Bottom line.
You're ready to tug on.
And I just.
Yeah, let her rip.
Grab the middle one and 3, 2, 1. Look at that. Look at that. And even, oh, my God.
Do you know how hard that is?
Oh, man.
Hey, you don't even know how hard that is.
Dude, the bartenders are going to love this thing. You're going to say, they don't have to count? Let's have a toast, Rick. I'm serious. This is for you. I think the liquor is going to get there quicker. And what? I think the liquor might get there too quick. Here, Rick, here. Wait a minute. Brother.
On 10.
I think he likes it.
On 10.
Yes.
Good job. Well, let's go hassle these people. Maybe let them in. Let's go see if there's any folks out here. The fact that it was delivered the day of the opening is so cool. And it just, to have the Rummer Raider sitting here for the fans when they're having a big party tonight. Yes.